Unfortunately, I think it confirmed probably current Conservative voters' worst fears about Labour. We lost the last election in May by a devastating majority. We 4 out of 5 of the votes we need to win again are Conservative voters. And what they saw today, and I say this with a heavy heart, and you know, speaking from the sort of centre of the party, is a passionate man, a decent man, but not someone you can see as Prime Minister. He didn't mention the last general election. He didn't mention the reasons we lost. We lost because we weren't trusted on the economy. We lost because we weren't trusted. Our leader wasn't trusted to be Prime Minister. And the challenges we need to face to win the seats that put us back into power, that enable us to implement our programme, that enable us to help this country, to help the people we were founded to represent, we won't face those as it stands. And that sort of discursive, rambling swirl of a speech, whilst it may be fine at a Labour Party fringe and speaking to activists, that does not speak to the country. And I think there were so many blanks left in the speech about defining what Labour's approach was. We were unclear on our offer. The Tories will be rubbing their hands in glee because next week they will fill in the blanks.
Catherine West, you've restrained yourself quite admirably during that. Why is he wrong?
Well, the thing is, I think I'm not a commentariat person. I am an MP who's been elected by local people to serve local people. And as a Democrat, I have to listen to how people vote and what they vote for. There are still people right now clicking on the, I want to join Labour, I want to have a hopeful future. I cannot describe how many young people have sat with me and said, your generation is doing nothing for us. At the London Metropolitan University, which is the local university to Hornsey and Wood Green, you come out of a nursing degree with £56,000 of debt. We are doing nothing to help that individual nurse to ever have a house. We are doing nothing to solve the crisis. We need a Labour movement that can fight back. And this is the first step in fighting back.
But we
are not manifesto ready on exactly the deficit, etc., etc., etc. But in case Attle hadn't noticed, the Tories are actually failing their promises. They promised that by 2015, the deficit would be covered, we would have no more cuts. And actually, you know what? They are about to announce billions more of cuts to public services, which we need. So why don't you start attacking the Tory party who govern this country? 1,600 people this morning woke up and went to work and got redundancy notices.
Catherine, with respect,
if you are a member of the Labour Party and you believe in Labour, listen to what people are doing. Listen to the young people. I can see you're closer to my age than you are to young people. Listen to what they want. They want hope. They don't want to be told, no, you can't, all the time. They actually want to be given a choice. And what Jeremy is trying to do is to build the Labour movement. In 2 weeks after an election, there is no way that you can say exactly how much in pounds and pennies you are going to spend in such and such
Catherine,
credible.
I understand the point you're making. I'd make 3 points back to you. I respect your achievement in winning your seat, but you won your seat against a Lib Dem. That does not reflect the reality where I live. I live in South London. I live in Croydon. We lost this seat by 165 votes. We didn't have a big Lib Dem vote to collapse. We didn't have a pre-Iraq war coalition to reconstruct.
I had a big vote from the Tory. Just be a bit polite, please. I had a swing towards me from the Liberal Democrats. I had a swing towards me from the Tory party too, because if you work hard and if you put people up like that young woman who spoke about the fact she came from nothing and she's now at Manchester University studying medicine, that's the kind of Labour Party that we want. And a Labour Party that achieves, that puts people from ethnic minority backgrounds into university, that gives people a hope and a chance. Because at the moment, under this particular brand of Toryism, which is so posh, I mean, we're talking about people who talk for their weekends about which horse riding they're going to go on. You know, we've got to get back in touch with the people who we serve. We've got to get them onto the voters' register.
But comments like that, don't that make his point for him? Because he's saying, look, we've got to win back Conservative voters in the south of England. You, there are so many marginal seats that you didn't win last time. Comments like that are actually going to turn off Conservative voters, aren't they?
Well, I got a swing from the Tories. Have a look at the results.
Frankly, we lost seats like Croydon, we lost seats like Nuneaton, we lost seats like Battersea, we lost seats across the country.
That is because of nationalism, Scottish nationalism and flag waving.
Catherine, in case you hadn't noticed, Croydon isn't in Scotland. Croydon is in South London. But and you would do well...
We did well in London, actually,
Catherine,
as a region.
If you'd let me speak, you would do well to visit South London and you would do well to visit
Atul,
Croydon.
Can I just explain what I did before I came into here? I ran a local authority. I know every single London borough like the back of my hand. Don't you try and talk down to me. What I am saying is...
I'm trying to talk at all. I find it hard to talk because you will not...
I completely accept that there's an issue with the Tories in the south of England.
Let's calm down.
In London, we did well in London region, and in marginal seats, we do have an issue with the Tories, but we have to build the movement first before we take them on.
Right.
And having Labour people like you being a naysayer is not going
to
help.
I want